Thank you for contacting Omax Health. My name is Quenisha. May I please have your first and last name to access the account?
Avery Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Williams.
Ain't this something?
And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
P.O. Box 51, Hamptonville, North Carolina.
Thank you, sir. I do see here you have our Omax Max Sleep. It's clinically proven to improve sleep quality. How has it worked for you so far?
It ain't. It's no good. It's crap. And my call for today is y'all sent me another box of this crap, and I want to know why y'all sent me a second box. And I've already paid you for the first box I got. Now here, and then on top of that, my bank informed me y'all have taken money out of my bank account twice for this mess. That's no good. It don't help me do a bit of sleep. And on top of that, you're taking money out of me and my kids' mouth that I need for, and I just lost my job due to this virus thing. And I want to know, is this the way y'all always operate?
Well, no, sir,
I mean,
Mr. Williams.
I don't need y'all
taking my
money out of my account when it's supposed to be charged one time.
Yes, sir, I do understand, Mr. Williams, but no, sir, that's not how we operate, Mr. Williams. I'm not sure if you were aware that you did agree to a subscription upon you ordering the initial product. However, sir, I do understand.
Y'all don't need no more of my money. My money is my money.
I understand, sir.
The product don't work.
Yes, sir. Most definitely understood, Mr. Williams.
Okay,
I do understand.
What y'all gonna do about my money?
Okay. Please allow me to get to that, sir. Please allow me to get to that, sir.
Okay.
Okay. So, Mr. Williams, that's the reason you were billed, because it was a subcontinuity of a 2-month supply. I'm not sure if that's something that you agreed to upon ordering or what, Mr. Williams. I do apologize that the product did not work for you initially, and I do apologize that you were not aware that you were on a subscription, but I'm going to do my very best to make sure we get this resolved today. Are you sure you don't want a 30-day extension, sir?
No, I don't want none of that stuff. I done already took half the little small box you gave me. I still got the big bottles of pills that you gave me. I ain't opening it. No need for me to open it. Then y'all sent me another box of that stuff today, which I don't know. I already had the post office return it back to you because I don't need it.
Yes, sir, Mr. Williams. Now, it won't come back to us. They may return it back to you, but you don't. At this moment, we're not requiring any customers to return anything due to the virus, sir. Are you sure you don't want a 20% discount towards any future shipments?
No, I want my money back, what y'all took out of my account. You don't steal from people like that. That's ain't nothing but a bunch of crooks.
Well, no, sir, we didn't steal from you, Mr. Williams. Again, you probably weren't aware that you did agree to a subscription upon the initial order. That's
well,
the only reason you were be billed. Well, it's
how
well,
come that wasn't explained?
Sir, that's explained. Okay, sir, when you initially ordered the product, you called in and placed the order?
Well, ain't that supposed to be explained, everything that's included with the order? Ain't that
that's,
supposed to be explained?
No, that's what I'm asking, Mr. Williams. That's what I'm asking. If you place the order online, that's something that you agreed to online. But if you place the order with an agent, then that means that, you know, the agent, we're supposed to explain that information to you. I do apologize about that.
What's going to happen?
And so what happened, sir, Mr. Williams, initially when you placed the order, you wanted the discounted rate. So that involves a subscription with the discounted rate. So, sir, I did go ahead and cancel that. And that subscription does prevent all future charges or shipments of the product. Canceling does prevent all future charges or shipments of the product effective immediately. Now, sir, since you've refused the package, then my supervisor just stated that the warehouse will get the product back. Once the warehouse receives it back, sir, you'll get a full refund.
So when this, well, it's on the way back to them now. So is there anything else need to be done from there? Well, my bank will inform me when my money is back in there, I guess.
We will inform you as well, Mr. Williams. We'll send a confirmation email, sir. Did you file a dispute against the charges?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Because I thought I'd give you a call first.
Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Williams, yes, sir, once the warehouse receives the product, then we will send you an email letting you know that we have received the product, and then you'll get a refund, sir. So allow me, just a moment, Mr. Williams. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. Let me make sure everything is canceled out and give you a cancellation number. Just a moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Williams, thank you so much for holding so patiently for me. So, yes, sir, once the product has been returned to the warehouse, sir, you will receive an email letting you know that we've received the product and you will be refunded in full of the $79.99, sir, that was billed to you recently. And I've canceled the account. That does prevent all future charges or shipments of the product effective immediately. Your cancellation number is 763.
763.
264.
264.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and that's all? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Confirmation number?
The cancellation number.
Oh, cancellation. I'm sorry. Cancellation number. Okay, well, it's on the way back to you now. And I want to say I apologize for you for being in this state of mind, but I couldn't believe that I got a second one. And you mentioned about the online thing. Well, once I seen it online, I called just this number first. They referred me to three different numbers before I finally got y'all. So I figured, therefore, the more numbers I called, the more games y'all was playing. So, like I said, because this is the way things have been going, but maybe not with you. That's not the way things was taking place. So I apologize for you in this manner before, because I realized I should have got a little bit more control of my temper before it happened. Because, like you said, bottom line is the fact that just been struggling to get money that belonged to me from this virus thing, and but here it is, finally get that, and then saying, no, y'all got money coming out of my account. But anyway, I apologize for you on this cancel, on this issue. But at the same time, yeah, is that box is on the way back to where
okay, sir.
From.
Okay, Mr. And Williams, most definitely understood.
Okay, well, thank you very much. God bless you, and take care now.
Same to you, sir. And I do apologize again about that. Thanks for calling Omax Health. My name is Quenisha. You have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.